Hello everyone, Shapiro here. Welcome to Shapikaz. We'll talk about happy cars and natural hair care and also maintenance. And if you happen to be new here, karibu sana. And also if you happen to be one of my loyal listeners, my support system, karibu sana. And today we're going to talk about something that most of us have always thought that we knew, but we have zero idea on how to go about it. Even worse, we don't even know how we call it. We just say kuchana nywele au kuchanua nywele, umechanuka. No. Okay, so today we are going to talk about detangling. So detangling, what is detangling? Detangling is the process of removing tangles. And now that we are in the context of hair, it's the process of removing tangles from your hair. Now that you know what detangling is, now I bet that is very familiar to you. You can see yourself with that Kiafro comb you're just digging into your hair. And now you might wonder, why am I talking about detangling? Well, probably because we have been doing it wrong for a majority part of our lives. And here is why. Okay, so number one, your hair should be wet and sectioned. Because when your hair is wet and sectioned, you properly detangle it, and also it's a painless process. Detangling is something that some of us see as torture when we take down our braids. Tunaona kuna venye nywele tumeshikana, and we're just like, so I'm going to be dealing with that in a few, and we just it's painful, and I know. I've been there because I didn't have this knowledge, but now that I have it, let me just gift it to you, right? Okay, so why do you detangle when your hair is wet and sectioned? Because it also prevents knots. Your hair, if you're not careful, it can entangle itself like shoelace. Which means ukienda kuchana nywele yako, you're going to be going through hell on a different level. Yeah. So it's advisable to detangle your hair once or twice a week to prevent intense tangles and split ends in the process of harsh detangling processes that may incur when you postpone your detangling routine or process. And I bet that my audience is really curious as to why we should not be combing through dry hair. Okay, here's why. When you comb through dry hair, you compromise the elasticity of your hair. So when you compromise the elasticity, it means your hair is just going to snap. Whenever you put that comb in your hair and pull, it's going to snap. When you comb your hair, you compromise your hair elasticity, and that never ends well at all. Okay, so number two, you should use the proper tools, fingers included. Yes, it is possible for you to detangle with your fingers. Actually, your fingers are the most gentle and the safest way to detangle your hair, because when you use your fingers, you are more likely to be gentle. Have you ever asked yourself why it's easy for you to hurt yourself with an object that is not part of your body, i.e. let's say you have a spoon and then you just throw it around, you are more likely to hurt yourself. Ikigongo uso yako ni hivyo, you just feel pain. But when you hit yourself with your hands, you won't feel pain because your hands are part of you. So your body is prepared for the impact. Yes, so when you use your fingers to detangle, you are more likely to be gentle because you are prepared for the impact that you are about to make on your hair. I don't know if that makes sense, but I know it makes sense to someone. But if it doesn't, just let it slide. Don't overthink. Yeah. Okay, so finger detangling allows you to be more gentle, thus less breakage. And when there's less breakage, there is length retention, and when there is length retention, there is long hair. However, when you have tried using your fingers, you can also finish it off with, let's say, an afro comb, which is also known as a hair pick, p-i-c-k, hair pick, okay, ya kuchokoza nywele, or a wide tooth comb, hiyo kichana kubwa yenye iko na mameno, yes, that one, or a convenient brush, of which honestly I cannot recommend any to you right now because I don't really use brushes on my hair. I'm scared. I haven't really found a brush that works for my hair. So, but when I do, I will let you know. I'll definitely let you know. But right now, I'm just playing safe with my Afro pick and my white tooth comb and my fingers. Yeah. Okay, so number three, you should be looking for a detangling product. And this is what we call the conditioner. And if you have been keen on my previous episodes, you know that that conditioner should be silicone free. And by silicone, I mean dimethicone, amodimethicone, cyclomethicone, anything ending with cone, hapo mwisho, that suffix, yes, suffix cone, c-o-n-e, avoid it. I'll tackle that. That's literally my next episode, so stay tuned. Yeah, I have a lot of information on that. You are going to be surprised. I won't spoil it. So for me, my favorite one is Nice and Lovely. I highly recommend Nice and Lovely. I love Nice and Lovely. It makes my hair feel moisturized and my hair just loves that product so much. So much. You guys have no idea. I don't know, this chemistry between my hair, literally chemistry between my hair and that product, and I just love it. And if you have been looking for a detangling product that works for you, I can recommend that you start with Nice and Lovely. Yeah, it's about I'm not sure, maybe 200 to 50, yeah, for 490 ml. Yeah, and it works magic for me because it has amazing slip. My comb just slides through my hair. It just slides. It's beautiful. I literally watch myself detangle in front of a mirror because it's a wonderful process. From pain to pleasure. Yes, from the pain of detangling dry hair, just they are combing through your hair without any product and it's just dry, to the pleasure of just running a comb through your hair and having it glide, just glide. Okay, so now let's not get carried away. We have a process of detangling that hair properly, and that goes to number four, which is starting from the ends. Yes, for people, ever since I learned this technique, life has been good. Life has been amazing. I even volunteered to detangle a few of my friends' hair or just comb through it, and they have confessed that it's painless. And now I'm recommending it to you. Try it. So when you comb your hair from your ends towards your roots, by your ends, I mean the parts where you just keep seeing, the one that you can see, the one that you touch frequently, the one that you manipulate a lot. Yes, towards your roots. Your roots are like apo kwa scalp, in case you don't know where your roots lie. Niapo kwa scalp. Yeah, so you should detangle from your ends going upwards towards your roots. And for me, I normally hold on to my hair because, okay, it's long, not really long, but it's long. So I grip my hair and then ninachana pole pole, like ninaenda ends nikipana juu nimeshikilia nywele yangu, so that when I'm pulling, in the process of combing, I'm not hurting myself, I'm not feeling any pain on my scalp. Yeah, try it. It works a lot and it's really, really helpful. So what are the benefits of starting from your ends towards your roots? It paves way to easier combing and detangling. Yes, and when you do that, you get rid of knots. And when your hair is ridded, and when your hair ridded, I think I should go back to school. Okay, so when your hair doesn't have any knots, it's hard for it to break, thus reduces breakage. And when you don't have breakage, like I said, you've retained the length and the volume that you want for your hair. And last but not least, rinse out the conditioner. Please, that detangling conditioner is heavy. However, I have a small hack, aka trick, that I'm going to share with you guys. Yeah, so if you feel okay, you can just try it, but if you don't feel okay, don't. Normally I use a lid full a lid full of the conditioner, naika kwa spray bottle yangu, in my car spray bottle. Then I shake to mix, and then, because it's soluble in water, by the way, and then I be spraying it on my hair whenever I'm doing my refreshing to make sure that my hair gets extra moisturized or hydrated. You can also try that with the leave-in, and you can also do it with the conditioner. Just make sure that it's not too much. This will help your hair be moisturized, hydrated, and also softer, and also smell nice. Most conditioners smell nice, others don't have any smell at all. Depends on your preference when it comes to fragrance. Yeah, I was going to leave it at that, but I realized that in as much as I'm showing you how to detangle, I can as well give you some bonus tips on how to prevent the tangles. Number one, how to prevent tangles. Deep condition. This word is so frequent in my mouth. I say this word like almost every single time. If I was paid $1 for every time I said deep condition, I promise you, I'd be on Forbes list of the wealthy people, because I say deep condition since curly hair 101 till now. I'm still saying you should deep condition. And in case you don't really understand why we should deep condition, again, it's to restore natural oils and keep your hair smooth and hydrated. You're literally feeding your hair. Okay, that's number one. Number two, protect your hair while you're sleeping. You can try investing in a silk or satin hair bonnet, or a silk or satin pillowcase. This is because cotton has a lot of friction. It causes a lot of friction between your hair and the fabric, which means when you're sleeping, when you're tossing and turning, your hair is just getting entangled, and when you wake up in the morning, you're like when a cat to shida. That's because you're using that cotton pillowcase. So you can just invest in a silk or satin pillowcase, or a silk or satin hair bonnet. You can just check them out on Jumia and you buy one that you deem fit. The last but not the least, change your hairstyle. Unajua nywele ikianza kuzeeka, it starts getting loose. So when it gets loose, it just starts hanging around. And when it's hanging, it just goes dancing. And when you're taking it down, eventually you just find your hair is in a tangled mess. So avoid keeping your protective hairstyles too long, like the braids or the twists or anything like that. Just don't extend the duration of having those styles on. Yay. Okay, so those are my tips and tricks. If you happen to have any other tips and tricks that you want to share, you can DM me on Instagram at Shopicals, or you can just leave me a message and I'm going to listen and do something about it. So thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to wear your mask and to sanitize and to stay safe. And also, yeah, please stay alive. Yeah. That's basically it, inshallah. Kwaheri, till next time. This has been your host, Shapiru, for Shapicals. Bye.